Greetings. You are listening to the Northeast Ohio AFSC Weekly Audio Podcast. I'm Greg Coleridge. It is Friday, January 15, 2016. Hard to believe it's already the first half of the first month of the year. Hopefully so far it has been a good one for you. We also hope, as always, that this podcast informs you about issues you feel are important but not hearing elsewhere, updates you about past and upcoming AFSC plans and activities, and inspires you to take action. It is, after all, grassroots social movements made up of well-informed, prepared, and motivated people that always create real change. We were connected to a couple of events this past week that momentarily I will report on, and that will be followed by, as we do every week, sharing with you activities and events coming up next week, which will be a very busy week. And then end with, as we often do, reporting on or commenting on news items from the past week, and in commemoration of next week being the 6th anniversary of Citizens United, as well as the 6th anniversary of the Move to Amend campaign, we have something special in store. So we begin with a report of two events from this past week that we were involved in. First, on Monday, was the monthly action planning meeting of the Cleveland Move to Amend campaign. That took place at the Martin Luther King Jr. Branch Library on Stokes Boulevard in University Circle. We updated on what's happening in the movement in general, but focused a lot on what still needs to be done locally to secure what we anticipate is a total of about 10,000 signatures we need to try to get this initiative on the Cleveland ballot. That would, in Cleveland, like in so many other communities in Ohio, 7 to be specific, call on Congress to enact a constitutional amendment to declare that corporations are not people and that money is not speech, and also to create an annual what would be called Democracy Day public hearing for citizens to attend and speak on the impact of big money in elections from wealthy individuals and corporations and corporate influence in general on people's lives, their community, their country, our natural world. So all of that is the hope for if 10,000 signatures can be collected between now and early July. We've already got about 2,500, still have a ways to go, and toward that end, time was spent brainstorming some immediate events coming up, particularly over the next couple of weeks, and in particular, this upcoming weekend. Toward that end, there are a number of Martin Luther King Jr. events that people will be at. If you live in or near Cleveland and want to help circulate a petition, there will be people at the 16th Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast Celebration. That's Monday, January 18th at 7:30 at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in downtown Akron. So if you have a petition, good place to be there. There will also be some petitioners, but you can certainly join them at the Cuyahoga Community College 39th Annual Birthday Observance, which is Sunday, January 17th. From 2:30 to 5 p.m. at the Metro Campus Auditorium, 2900 Community College. On Monday, two events. The one is the 31st annual commemorative program at, well, why not, the Martin Luther King Jr. Branch Library, beginning at 1 p.m. That's at 1962 Stokes Boulevard. And then there will be a community open house commemorating the holiday on Monday from 12 to 5 p.m. at Severance Hall. There were many other events going on. These were the four, however, that were in particular lifted up for people thinking these might be the best places to try to petition. Also, next week, the Cleveland Move to Amend campaign is encouraging all petitioners to partake in what's being called a 6-on-6 campaign. to collect 6 signatures on January or by January 21st, next Thursday, which is the 6th anniversary of Citizens United. So if every petitioner just did that, we'd have 600 more signatures just from that one day. So that's sort of a little quirky campaign that the Cleveland Move to Amend petitioners and organizers who attended last week's meeting came up with and are spreading the word about. So feel free to partake. If you have not gotten yet a petition but would like one, give our office a call first thing Monday, and we will get a petition to you, certainly by the 21st. So the second event that we participated in was Tuesday of this past week, and that was the general meeting, monthly meeting, first of the year of Radio Free Akron. This is a low-power FM radio station that we, along with a number of partners, labor and community in Akron, are launching, and we hope to have that up and running by summer. And online streaming even earlier than that. So we heard and discussed a variety of different ways to get, to begin with, our music and news and cultural programming up and running online, hopefully as early as April, with then something airing over the airwaves, which will be 96.9 FM in Akron, and probably only in Akron, since because it is a low-power station of only a maximum of 100 watts, our radius will only be probably no more than 5 miles in any direction. But nevertheless, that covers the better part of Akron, and based on where the antenna is going to be atop the office building at 190 North Union, cover even some of Cuyahoga Falls and points north. So had a good meeting, well on our way. We're getting our studio almost complete. Electrical is being finalized here in the next week or two. So it's very exciting. If you want to find out more about it or ways you can help, contact our office, 330-928-2301. So those were the two main events for last week. We now turn to upcoming events between now and next Friday. Toward that end, there's a number of activities taking place beyond those Martin Luther King event occurrences this weekend. The first that we'll be taking part in and participating in is the next Cleveland area-wide RNC planning meeting that will occur tomorrow, Saturday, January 16th, at 4515 Superior Avenue. That's the address of the Lutheran Metro Ministries, where following the Cleveland Nonviolent Network-sponsored event, a forum featuring Paul Chappelle in early December, it was decided that people who wanted to work to organize a number of events to coincide with the RNC would come together as a follow-up and meet and decide a couple of projects that they, as well as others that they will invite, be connected with. And here's what people have come up with. Three of them, I guess you could say, in particular. One is an alternative People's Party convention that would bring together people from organizations and of constituencies that we think will not be mentioned at all or represented at all, or if represented at the RNC, not proportionally considering the population and the demographics of our community and of our country. So therefore, toward that end, an alternatives People's Party convention has been brainstormed and will be discussed at this gathering tomorrow. Second working group that is come together is one that's being called Real Neighborhoods of Cleveland, sort of a virtual and physical tour of, again, those visuals that the mainstream media including the local media, will not during that time want to spend a great deal of attention focusing on those neighborhoods where a large percentage of the population of Cleveland live in, that is low income, very poor, has been neglected and needs attention. And third, a planning group focusing on media, education, a variety of different things along those lines, doing some of the logistics. How do we get the word out? It should be said, underscoring and fitting in all of this will be our support for the already planned Poverty March, Ending Poverty Now, that's already scheduled for Monday, July 18th, that we're also a part of. Anyway, these working groups, three of them, will take place tomorrow, January 16th, beginning at 12:45. The Alternative People's Party Convention begins at 12:45. I'm one of the two facilitators of that. That will go till 2 p.m. At that point, the Real Neighborhoods of Cleveland Working Group will meet, and that will go till 3 p.m. when the third working group or planning group around media, physical and virtual, and education planning group will meet until 4 p.m. So certainly welcome to attend all of them, but if interested in one of them, feel free to attend that particular gathering. Again, the Alternative People's Party Convention at 12:45, the Real Neighborhoods of Cleveland at 2, and education, media, and the like begins at 3. Again, all of these take place at 4515 Superior Avenue in Cleveland. That is the home of Lutheran Metro Ministries. On Monday, as previously mentioned, that is Martin Luther King Day, though there's activities taking place all over the country. Wherever you are, look for an event, activity, preferably an action, because it's more important that people not just sort of sit passively and take in, but participate in doing something to promote the peace, justice, nonviolence, and dignity that King represented in his life. And so toward that end, in Cleveland, something that I'll be participating in is a King Holiday March for Justice that begins at 2 p.m. at Public Square in downtown Cleveland, where there will be a march to Amistad Chapel at 700 Prospect, where at 3 p.m., that happens to be the headquarters of the United Church of Christ, there will be a rally. So gather for the march that begins at 2 p.m. and rally at 3. The theme is Justice for Tamir, as in Tamir Rice. It ain't over. Not a day off, but a day on. And that is absolutely positively the case. I will certainly be attending, and part of the reason is to support the event, but also great place to petition for Move to Amend, Cleveland Initiative Petition. So that is Monday, January 18th. Wednesday, a couple events taking place. The first is the monthly meeting of the Move to Amend Coalition, that AFSC Northeast Ohio Move to Amend Coalition that AFSC is a part of. This seeks to lift up and educate, advocate, and organize to reorder our federal budget priorities away from military and toward meeting social and economic and environmental needs. That meeting will take place at 4 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Branch Library. Again, that's at 1962 Stokes Boulevard. That same evening, later at 7 p.m., is the statewide conference call of the Move to Amend Ohio Network. It is open to anyone who wants to learn more about Move to Amend doings at the state level. The main activities being discussed, two of them will be our upcoming April conference gathering, fourth annual in Columbus on April the 2nd, as well as discussing speaking tours of David Cobb as well as George Lisa Friday, both of whom are coming into Ohio for the fourth annual gathering in Columbus on April 2nd, but have agreed to stick around or come in a bit early depending on interest, to make presentations, facilitate workshops, whatever the needs may be in interested communities. So we are working with communities in Athens, Cincinnati, Dayton, maybe Oxford, Cleveland, Akron, maybe elsewhere, for one or both of them to speak. We don't think both of them will be together outside of the Columbus Gathering, but we'll try to run them into the ground, each running around in one or more places, either before Saturday, April 2nd, or after. So we'll be talking about that. If interested in participating, the number is 215-241-7110. That's 215-241-7110. The code is access code 28529375. That's 28529375. Finally, on the 21st, two events taking place. One is the latest session, the eighth, in fact, of what we call Creating Social Change, a study series on racism, oppression, and self-determination that AFSC, as well as two other groups, the Akron Organizing Collaborative and The Womb, which stands for The Way of Mind and Body, have been collaborating on since back in June. And this study series on racism, oppression, and self-determination continues with the topic this Thursday, beginning at 5:30 with a potluck, and 6 p.m. with the study series beginning, focuses on exploring mistakes made by previous social justice movements and learn how Move to Amend can avoid repeating those mistakes. The readings focus on assimilation in the gay rights movement, race and gender splits in the women's suffrage movement, and focusing on what can be learned from the healthcare movement. So there are readings that can be sent to you. You don't have to have participated in previous sessions to participate in this one. If you're interested in getting those readings sent to you, feel free to either call our office, 330-928-2301, 330-928-2301, or you can RSVP and email creatingsocialchange2015@gmail.com. That's creatingsocialchange2015@gmail.com, and the links to the readings will be sent to you. So that's one event taking place that we are a part of on the 21st Thursday. The other is the Cleveland Heights Third Annual Democracy Day Public Hearing. This will be at 7 p.m. at Cleveland Heights City Hall. Members of the public are invited to attend and speak. January 21st is, as mentioned at the opening, the sixth anniversary of the Citizens United decision that expanded or extended the never intended rights of corporations to be involved in elections, as well as expanded the rights of wealthy individuals to donate or invest in the election process. Cleveland Heights is now one of seven communities that have passed a citizen initiative back in a couple of years ago. Cleveland Heights, 2013, passed an initiative with 77% of the vote, issue 32, in support of a constitutional amendment to end or abolish corporate constitutional rights and money being defined as speech. Money is not speech. Money is property. So toward that end, as part of that initiative, the city is required annually to establish an annual public hearing to examine the impact on our city, state, and nation of the political influence of corporate entities and big money in elections and around the country. So that will be taking place, and I will be testifying, as well as other people connected to the Cleveland Heights Move to Amend campaign. It is open to anyone. Feel free to attend. That is, again, at City Council chambers in Cleveland City Hall, and that begins at 7 p.m. City Hall, of course, is in Severance Center, right at the corner of Taylor and Mayfield. So that begins at 7 p.m. Thursday, January 21st. Well, we now turn to comments on topics from the past week that AFSC either here and or elsewhere addresses. And as previously mentioned, to commemorate to that next Thursday is not only the sixth anniversary of this horrific, one of the worst decisions, and that's saying something given the history of the Supreme Court, but one of the worst of a landmark decision, Citizens United versus FEC, but it's also the sixth anniversary of Move to Amend, the national campaign. And so to commemorate that, we want to share right now information that Move to Amend has prepared, describing how a great many problems are connected to the core constitutional concerns that money is, as we speak, still defined as free speech and corporations are defined as legal persons. These together have permitted corporate entities and the super wealthy to corrupt our legislative process. And that will only change when we come together and force the passage of a constitutional amendment. The We the People Amendment, in fact, that has been introduced in Congress and that we and others around the country through citizen initiatives and city council resolutions are trying to lift up and create the political culture to come together and create a social movement to bring change. Well, toward that end, the problems MTA identifies as connecting to money as speech and corporations are persons spans the gamut. It spans the gamut from A to Z. And Move to Amend has presented different problems, different issues in 26 informative and colorful posters, one for each letter of the alphabet that corresponds to a different problem in our society that at root will only be solved when we abolish corporate personhood and money defined as free speech. So, I just want to go through their posters now. Each of them are, again, from A to Z on the Facebook page of Move to Amend. I invite you to go there, look at them, and if so, moved forward one, two, or all of them to your friends on social media, because they're really well done, and they try to make the connection. So here we go. A is for agriculture. How does Big Ag control your food? Well, lobbyists protect subsidies from pesticides to food on your plate, benefiting the industry, not your health. B is for banks. How do big banks control our economy? Well, big banks lobbied to end Glass-Steagall, then tanked our economy. They got bigger while you got poor. C is for coal. Lobbyists fought to blow off mountaintops. This process destroyed 500 Appalachian mountains, decimated 1 million acres, and burying 2,000 miles of streams. D is for defense. Why is our defense budget full of pork? Well, the amount of money spent on the failed F-35 could have bought a $600,000 house for every homeless American. E is for education. Why can't we go to college for free? Well, in the 60s, most state colleges were almost free. Now students owe $1.3 trillion, or almost a tenth of the economy. And just as a side note, of course, that $1.3 trillion is money that is going to be paid with interest to banking corporations. So obviously, banking corporations don't want to see free college education. They won't be making nearly as much profit. And so that's why they invest in politicians and public policies that prevent that from happening. All right, F is for fracking. Why do we allow fracking to run our water? Well, players in the industry pump cash into Congress, the same way they pump toxic chemicals into the ground. G is for GMOs. Why don't we label food with GMOs? Well, the big six agribusinesses and agrochemical companies spend millions every year to keep what's in your food in the dark. And of course, as a side note, they spend millions lobbying as well as giving donations to candidates through their PACs. And they also are using their never intended constitutional rights to try to prevent states like Vermont from labeling food with GMOs by saying it's discriminating against them and therefore it violates their 14th Amendment constitutional rights more than what Mucho Men could include on one poster, but just felt that was important to underscore. Okay, continuing. H is for healthcare. Why isn't single payer discussed? Three doctors and two nurses advocated single payer were arrested as insurance and big pharma wrote the Affordable Care Act. So that's power, as a side note, when corporations have the power and influence to not only pressure, but basically have been handed over the pen to write the laws that they then benefit from. I is for the IRS. Who hides billions in offshore tax havens? 362 of America's biggest corporations use loopholes to avoid paying U.S. taxes. You pay your taxes, they should too. And just as a side note, we're hearing more about that through this thing called corporate inversion, where a U.S. company is purchased, oftentimes a big one, by a smaller one, and they shift their locations to a more tax-friendly country like, say, Ireland. And that's what Pfizer is just wanting to do right now. J is for justice. Why are there detention quotas? Well, GEO and Corrections Corporation of America lobby for three strikes and immigration laws to keep prisons full. K is for kids. Why don't kids get healthy school meals? Well, processed food companies lobby to have school lunch programs classify pizza as a vegetable. L is for legislator. Who is really writing our laws? In every state, legislators meet with the secretive trade group ALEC, who writes laws benefiting their members. And their members, of course, are major corporations in this country. They're writing the laws, not you. M is for media. Why do six companies control 90% of the media? Well, corporate media lobbied for consolidation. So now you get less real news and a lack of diverse voices. N is for the NRA. Why don't we have sensible gun laws? Well, after Sandy Hook, NRA lobbyists stopped sensible gun laws and research when almost 90% of Americans want reform. O is for oil. Why do we allow offshore drilling? Well, that's because oil companies with terrible safety records influence Congress to derail tougher regulations and evade jail time. P is for pharma. Medicare has no competitive drug pricing. Big pharma lobbied so that the government doesn't negotiate drug prices. They pay top dollar for drugs you need. Q is for quid pro quo. Corporations invest in politicians. For every $1 spent influencing politics, the fixed Fortune 200 receive $760 from the government, or 76,000%. Just as a side note and a comment, why in the world would these corporations invest in anything other than politics when you know you can get a 76,000% return? R is for real estate. Banks made less than 84%, greater than 84% of subprime mortgages. Banks didn't have to follow the usual mortgage laws and regulations. They grew rich while you lost your home. And part of the reason for that, of course, was that banks were able, prior to the fiscal and monetary implosion of 2007 through 9, rewrote those laws to make it more friendly to them. S is for science. Why are politicians ignoring climate change? Well, wealthy donors like the Koch brothers spend hundreds of millions of dollars on extensive anonymous networks to dispute science. Junk science, in fact, is what they come up with. T is for the TPP. Who do trade benefits benefit? Trade agreements benefit. I'll get it right. Who do trade agreements benefit? Well, free trade can cause unemployment, pollution, increase instability, and allow corporations to sue countries. That is a huge benefit to them, and that's why they are lobbying and have worked endlessly to get a seat at the table. We don't have one. They had one during the negotiations and are now doing their best to lobby for the TPP. U is for union busting. Do right-to-work states pay more? Well, the average worker in states with right-to-work laws make $5,971 less annually than workers in other states. ALEC and corporations have been lobbying and have been successful in places like Wisconsin and, I believe, Indiana. And Kentucky, I believe, has also passed a so-called misnamed right-to-work law, and that's why they are working on, in fact, doing the same here in Ohio. V is for voter suppression. Why are states making it harder to vote? Well, since 2010, new voting restrictions are slated to be in place in 22 states. Some politicians don't want you to vote because to do so would mean, as a side note, it would mean that their ability to do what they want on behalf of their investors would be potentially at risk. They might actually be voted out of office if they have to try to respond and be accountable to their public, to their voters, as opposed to their investors. So the fewer voters that can be on the rolls, the better for them. Continuing, W is for water. Why are cities privatizing water? Well, private utilities lobby for public contracts and then charge 33% more for water. That sort of privatization or corporatization is taking place all across the country. Certainly, it's something that benefits multinational, transnational water corporations. X is for ex-congressmen. Why are so many lobbyists from Congress? Well, corporations hire former Congress members to lobby current members to put their interests before your interests. Y is for you. You are the answer. Getting money out of politics and ending the pay-to-play system is up to you. People power can overcome money power, and that has been proven time and again when enough people come together and form people power. And finally, Z is for zero-sum game. When big money wins, you lose. We lose. The Gillens Page study showed America's political system has transformed from a democracy into an oligarchy. Well, that's the Move to Amend list of problems for why they think working for a constitutional amendment is so important. It's not just sort of a theoretical or just a nebulous rationale around issues of let's increase democracy, but it's to solve real problems on the ground that affect you and me. Well, that's all for this week. Keep up with our activities. Contact us with questions, concerns, or willingness to help out. Our website is afsc.org/Akron. Facebook page is facebook.com/NEOAFSC. Our program blog, Northeast Ohio, afsc.wordpress.com. My blog, createrealdemocracy.wordpress.com. Until next week, onward for justice, peace, and democracy.